Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Stocks closed higher again, marking the S&P 500's eighth straight win. It closed above its 50-day moving average right around 5,592. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely a bullish sign. Microsoft and Meta earnings were the big catalysts, pushing tech and communication services higher. Microsoft especially, up over 7%, $70 billion in revenue, first time ever.
Azure was the real story there. 35% growth, blowing past expectations. Their AI services are scaling faster than anticipated, but their non-AI business really turned things around this quarter.
And that's strong guidance for Q4. 34 to 35% Azure growth, music to investors' ears, shows continued demand, even with those AI capacity constraints they mentioned.
Right, and it's not just Azure. Their productivity and business processes segment also beat guidance, driven by LinkedIn and Microsoft 365. Even more personal computing did well, despite the PC market slowdown.
So across-the-board strength from Microsoft. Good sign for the broader tech sector, and maybe even for Amazon, since they report earnings soon. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. What about the other market movers?
Well, healthcare took a hit. Eli Lilly lowered their earnings outlook, dragging the sector down nearly 3%. Qualcomm and McDonald's also disappointed on earnings.
Yeah, those were some notable drags, but the overall market sentiment seems positive. Optimism around trade talks, plus weakening economic data.
Fueling hopes of a Fed pivot. Exactly. Initial jobless claims were higher than expected, and the ISM manufacturing index contracted again. Not great news for the economy, but potentially good news for stocks if it leads to easier monetary policy.
So the big question now is Friday's jobs report. Non-farm payrolls, average hourly earnings, unemployment rate, those numbers will be crucial.
Absolutely. Consensus is for 130,000 new jobs, but after this week's data, I wouldn't be surprised to see a miss, which ironically could be bullish for stocks in the short term.
It's a crazy market. Bad news is good news. Good news is good news. Hard to keep track sometimes, but hey, that's why we're here, right? To prep for the next day.
Wow, so much earnings news coming out. It's hard to keep up. But that Microsoft, that was a real surprise, right?
Absolutely. $70 billion in revenue. Who would have thought? And that Azure growth blew past expectations. 35%. That's
huge. And the guidance, even better. 34 to 35% Azure growth for next quarter. That should put those AI capacity constraint worries to bed, at least for now.
Yeah? I mean, I was expecting a pullback, honestly, with all the talk of clients tightening their belts, but this shows continued strength in cloud demand. Fantastic news for Microsoft, and...
And for Amazon. Don't forget Amazon reports tonight. This has to be a good sign for AWS, right? If Azure's doing this well, AWS can't be far behind.
I'd agree, though we've seen surprises before. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Still, hard not to be optimistic after Microsoft's performance. It's a bellwether, you know?
Definitely. But it wasn't all sunshine and roses today. Healthcare took a hit. Eli Lilly lowered their outlook. That dragged the entire sector down, nearly 3%.
Ouch, yeah, that's a significant drop. Qualcomm and McDonald's also disappointed. Those were some notable drags on the market.
For sure. But overall, the positive sentiment seems to be winning out. Microsoft's results, the optimism around trade talks, the weaker economic data, it's all pointing towards...
A potential Fed pivot. Exactly. Initial jobless claims higher than expected, ISM manufacturing index contracting again, not good for the economy, but...
Music to the ears of investors hoping for a pause in rate hikes. It's that crazy market dynamic again. Bad news is good news.
It really is. Makes you wonder about some of these other companies reporting, though. We've got a whole slew of them. AAON, Acadian, Advanced Energy, the list goes on and on. Lots of mixed results. Beats and misses all over the place.
Wow, another whirlwind of earnings. Where do we even begin? Microsoft, maybe? That was the big story, right?
Absolutely. Crushing it. $70 billion in revenue, beating expectations, and that Azure growth, 35%. Music to investors' ears.
And their guidance? Even better. Projecting 34 to 35% Azure growth for next quarter. They're not worried about those AI capacity constraints, it seems.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. Shows the continued strength in cloud demand. Good sign for Amazon, maybe? They report soon, right?
Tonight, Should be interesting to see how AWS performs in comparison. But not all earnings were so rosy. Eli Lilly lowered their outlook, dragging healthcare down. Qualcomm and McDonald's also disappointed.
Oh yeah, McDonald's, huh? What happened there? I thought they were doing okay.
Missed on revenue, apparently. Global comparable sales down 1%. Not a great look. And then there's GM, lowering their 2025 guidance. Blaming tariffs, of course.
$4 to $5 billion impact from tariffs. Ouch, that's a big hit. Speaking of big hits, Kohl's terminated their CEO. For cause, they said? Cryptic?
Very cryptic. We'll have to see how that plays out. But hey, at least some companies are doing well. Grainger beat expectations, raised their dividend. Hershey's also beat and reaffirmed their guidance. Always a safe bet, that Hershey's.
Comfort food and consistent earnings, can't go wrong. What about Meta? They had a good day, right?
Beat by a mile. Earnings and revenue both up, and they lowered their expense guidance, which is always a plus. Looks like their cost-cutting measures are paying off.
Yeah, definitely a positive sign. So lots of mixed results. Beats and misses all over the place. Makes you wonder what tomorrow will bring. Any other big names reporting we should keep an eye on?
Wow. Just wow. That's a lot of earnings to unpack. Where do we even start?
Well, how about with the sheer volume of it? It's like a fire hose of information. Beats, misses, guidance raises, guidance lowers. It's all over the place.
It really is. It makes it hard to get a clear picture of the market. You know, some companies crushing it, others not so much.
Exactly. Take Qualcomm, for example. Beat on earnings and revenue, but their guidance is underwhelming, in line with expectations, not exactly inspiring.
Yeah. And then you have companies like Sprouts Farmers Market, absolutely crushing it. Beating earnings and revenue expectations, raising guidance. Talk about a bright spot.
Definitely. And Roblox too, beating expectations and raising their revenue guidance for FY25. That's a strong sign. Shows continued growth in the gaming sector.
For sure. But then you look at companies like Shake Shack, missing on both earnings and revenue, lowering guidance. Ouch.
Yeah, that's a rough one. And Sleep Number 2 missing badly on both earnings and revenue. What happened there? I thought they were, supposed to be doing well.
I know, right? It's hard to keep up. And then there's all the news outside of earnings. Trade talks, tariffs, politics. It's a lot to digest.
It is. The EU proposing new trade deals with the US, the Senate failing to revoke Trump's tariffs, China saying there would be no harm in trade talks. It's a geopolitical whirlwind.
Absolutely. And don't even get me started on the domestic political landscape. Medicaid cuts, vaccine testing changes, it's never a dull moment.
It's not. And in the midst of all this, the Bank of Japan keeps rates unchanged. A little bit of stability in a sea of uncertainty, I guess.
Wow. Another day, another deluge of market-moving news. Where do we even begin with this?
Well, that General Dynamics contract is eye-popping. $12 billion for Virginia-class submarines. That's a massive win for them. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Huge. And speaking of big numbers, Kimberly-Clark investing $2 billion in North American operations, that's a significant commitment. Shows confidence in their long-term prospects.
Yeah, and then you have MetLife reinsuring $10 billion in U.S. variable annuities. That's a big chunk of change. What's the story there?
Risk management, I'd guess. Shifting some of the liability. Smart move in this volatile market. But hey, not everyone's playing it safe. Graphic Packaging authorizing a $1.5 billion share repurchase program? That's bold.
Definitely bold. Shows they believe their stock is undervalued. And what about that Apple news? $502 million payment to Optus for a UK patent dispute. Ouch.
Yeah, that stings. But they're also bringing Fortnite back to the iOS App Store. That could be a revenue boost, though that antitrust ruling against them, not so good.
No, not good at all. And speaking of not good, CVS dropping Zepbound coverage, that's going to impact some people. And eBay CFO leaving, makes you wonder what's going on there.
It does. Lots of moving parts in the market today. CSW Industrials completing their acquisition of Aspen Manufacturing. Huntington Ingalls getting in on that submarine action with a contract modification. And Lockheed Martin facing a strike, that could get messy.
Definitely messy. And what about those healthcare companies? GlaxoSmithKline with positive trial results for Nucala, Illumina and Ovation.io developing a massive multi-omic dataset. Castle Biosciences test outperforming others. Lots of interesting developments there.
Wow, so much happening today. Where do we even start with this market news?
Well, that General Dynamics submarine contract is a big one. $12 billion? That's a lot of money. Definitely a win for them.
Yeah, and Kimberly-Clark investing $2 billion in North American operations shows they're not shying away from investing in growth.
Interesting. And MetLife reinsuring $10 billion in annuities? That's a big move. Risk management, maybe? Smart in this market.
Probably. But Graphic Packaging's share repurchase program? $1.5 billion? That's a bold move. They must be pretty confident.
Yeah? And Apple paying over $500 million to Optus for that patent dispute? Ouch. But bringing Fortnite back to iOS? That's, interesting. Trying to make up for lost revenue, maybe?
Could be. But that antitrust ruling against them? Not so good. And CVS dropping Zepbound coverage? That's going to affect some people. What about eBay's CFO leaving? That's a little concerning.
Definitely concerning. Makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes. Lots of M&A activity, too. CSW Industrials acquiring Aspen Manufacturing, Huntington Ingalls getting in on the submarine action, and Lockheed Martin facing a strike? That could get messy.
Definitely messy. And some positive news in healthcare. GlaxoSmithKline with positive trial results. Illumina and Ovation.io developing a massive data set. Castle Biosciences test outperforming others. That's, encouraging.
It is. And then there's all the earnings news. Microsoft confirming Xbox price increases, Novo Nordisk with positive trial results, and CVS Caremark making Wegovy a preferred drug. Those are big wins.
Wow, another massive week of earnings and data. Where do we even begin to unpack all this?
Well, Friday's jobs report is going to be the main event. 130,000 is the consensus for non-farm payrolls, but after this week's data, who knows?
Yeah, a miss could actually be bullish, right? At least in the short term. It might push the Fed closer to that pivot everyone's hoping for.
Exactly. And average hourly earnings, unemployment rate, those will be key too. We need to see if wage growth is cooling off.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about all those downgrades. UPS, Saia, Procter & Gamble, some big names on that list. HSBC dropping UPS to hold with a $105 target. That's not great.
No, not great at all. And Deutsche Bank downgrading Saia, that's a bit of a surprise. They had a $273 price target on it.
Yeah, and Redburn Atlantic downgrading Procter & Gamble to neutral with a $161 target. That's, makes you wonder what they're seeing.
It does. But hey, there were some upgrades too. Western Digital reinstated with an overweight at JP Morgan. $57 price target, that's something.
It is. And some interesting initiations. Aligos Therapeutics with a buy at Lucid Capital, $36 target. FreightCar America also initiated with a buy, $9 target.
Yeah? And Goldman Sachs shaking up their conviction lists, adding Houlihan Lokey and Johnson & Johnson to the U.S. list, removing Meritage. Interesting moves.
Definitely interesting. And on the earnings front, wow, another packed week. Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, so many big names reporting.
It's going to be a wild ride. Better buckle up. Lots of potential for surprises, both good and bad. We'll have to see how it all plays out.
Wow, another day, another market roller coaster. Where do we even start with this WaveWriter AI analysis?
Well, the market sentiment seems a bit cautious, wouldn't you say? SP showing a minor retracement, QQQ with a notable drop, not exactly screaming bullish.
Yeah, and that VXX spike definitely adds to the unease. Rising volatility is never a good sign.
No, not usually. But there are some bright spots. XLF and XLI showing resilience, defensive rotation perhaps?
Could be. Investors getting a little skittish, moving into safer sectors. Makes sense given the overall uncertainty.
It does, and the weakness in XLK and XLY, not surprising. Those sectors tend to be more sensitive to economic headwinds.
Right, so what are the key levels to watch? For SPY, it looks like 556 to 557 as support, 562 to 563 as resistance.
Yeah, and for QQQ, 478 to 479 support, 482 to 483 resistance. Pretty tight ranges, could see some big moves if those levels break.
Definitely. So what's the overall takeaway here? Cautious optimism, maybe?
I'd say cautious pessimism. The market's not exactly in a great place right now, lots of uncertainty. But hey, that's where the opportunities lie, right?
I suppose so. Now let's talk about those continuation breakout ideas. Hubs, AAPL, T-Shay, some interesting picks there.
Hubs looks particularly promising. That recent consolidation with volume spikes could be setting up for a nice breakout.
Oh, and what about TL?
TSA showing some buy pressure, holding steady. Both have potential for upward movement. But Hubs is the one I'm most excited about.
Interesting. So what are the key levels and price targets for Hubs?
Support at 625, 619, and 612. Resistance at 631, 635, and 645. Looking for a move towards 631, possibly 635 in the next few days. Entry around 625, stop loss at 619.
Got it. And
support at 230, 225, and 220. Resistance at 243, 248, and 250. Targeting the 243 to 248 range. Entry around 230, stop loss at 225.
Okay, so some potential opportunities here, despite the overall market caution. Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Always good to have a plan, right? Know your levels, manage your risk, and be prepared for anything. That's the key to navigating these volatile markets.
Wow, lots to unpack here. This WaveRider AI analysis paints a pretty interesting picture, doesn't it?
It does. A lot of mixed signals, but some compelling setups emerging. That CHKP and PANW, for example, showing some real strength.
Yeah, breaking out, strong volume. Sounds promising. What are the key levels we should be watching there?
For CHKP, support at 213, 210, and 205. Resistance at 220, 225, and 230. Looking for a push towards 225, maybe even 230 in the next week.
Okay.
Support at 185, 182, and 177. Resistance at 190, 195, and 200. Expecting a break above 190, targeting 192 to 195.
Got it. So both looking bullish. What about Amazon? They mentioned AMZN as a potential short-term bullish play.
Yeah, it's showing some resilience after those mid-month lows. If the volume holds up, we could see a nice run, though it's a bit more volatile than CHKP and PANW.
Right. Higher risk, higher reward, I suppose. And what about AAPL? We have that FinViz chart with support and resistance levels.
AAPL looks interesting too. Support at 212.30, 212, and 211.50. Resistance at 213.20, 214, and 215. Expecting a push towards 213.20, potentially 214.
Okay, so some potential opportunities here. But they also mentioned some potential pullbacks. Energy and materials.
Yeah, worth keeping an eye on. High volatility recently could be due for a correction. But for now, the focus is on these breakout candidates. CHKP, PANW, AMZN, AAPL, those are the ones to watch.
Definitely. Lots to digest, but some exciting setups. Thanks for breaking it down. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow with more market analysis and trade ideas. Until then, happy trading and goodbye, everyone.
Catch you all tomorrow.